The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yes, indeedy. All right, something on your mind we need to talk about? Listen, if you're one of my new affiliates, I've gotten, Adam, thank you. I've gotten, I think, five or six new affiliates in the last, like, week or so. So, yay. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, new affiliates. Some of you I've gotten in touch with, a couple of you I just found out today, but welcome aboard. Let me just give you a brief rundown since there are so many new people hopefully listening. I'm a psychologist. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist, and I've been doing the radio program since, I don't know, dirt was invented, I guess, and I love doing it. I still love doing it. And the deal is that you call in with a problem, and I see if we can't figure out something to do that'll make you feel better or a little bit more in control or whatever it is that that you need. And, I, you know, look, let me just be incredibly honest with you. I know that most of the people that call want me to say that they're right and the person who's making them unhappy is wrong and something terrible should happen to them and they should see the light and everything will change, which is completely understandable, just unrealistic in that the behavior you have some control over in theory is your own. So that's where I'll focus. And what you'll do is you'll give me a little bit of a background. And to be quite honest, the background is as much to get a feel of who you are and your perspective as anything else. And then I'll ask questions, and I will just warn you up front, I may interrupt you, because if the solution was in what you already know, then you could have done this by yourself. So I have a limited amount of time with you, so I may interrupt you. And it's not because I'm trying to be rude, it's I'm trying to be helpful. So, all righty? 855-993-7569, which is the equivalent of 85599, all right, which is really easy to remember, Dr. Joy. Lisa, welcome. How may I help you?
Hello. Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Lisa.
So I have a mother that behaves like a sociopath. And
would you like to be a slightly bit more specific than me? Okay, good.
So we have a history of irrational behavior, and she's a pathological liar. And
okay, Lisa, how old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay. Give me, if you can, a recent or a characteristic or both example of something you feel really will give me a thumbnail sketch in a very big hurry about her.
Sure. So could I just specifically tell you that it's not that I don't want to deal with her anymore. I would like to learn some coping strategies.
Great.
To be able to still have her in my life.
Terrific. So, good. I'm thrilled. I really am. Good.
So what,
we'll do it.
So an example would be the other day she came over and wanted to go out with me, and I had my one-year-old with me, and she's very impatient, so we couldn't wait for my husband to get home. She just wanted to go. So I said, okay, well, we'll get her dressed, and we'll go out, and we'll take my car because I have the car seat. And so my daughter, who's usually a little bit anxious with other people, was willing to walk outside with her, which she was quite happy about because normally she cries quite a bit. And so she went outside with her while I was going to back the car out of the garage. And as I was backing out, I looked out the window, or out the mirror, and I saw my mom's car driving away. And so I thought, did she just leave my daughter on the driveway? So I jumped out.
No, she probably took her daughter with you.
Yes, that's what she did. She put her in the back seat, a one-year-old, just in the back seat. No car seat or anything, and drove off. So she sees me running after the car, and I thought, oh, no. So I jumped into my car, and I start following her, and my worry was she'll either try to take control by taking her for 5 hours and be like, see, everything's all right, and leave, or she might just go to where we had planned to go in the first place. So,
All right, let me stop for just a minute so I don't get too lost in the details here. Had she ever done anything like this before where she had sort of taken your kid when you were, you know, when you thought she wasn't going to?
No, but I wouldn't put it past her. Like, my husband wasn't shocked that this happened. So
okay. So all right. Before we get into this, which I agree with you is it's not okay. First of all, it's not okay essentially to kidnap the kid. Now, granted, kidnapping is probably not going to hold up in court, but essentially she took the kid without your permission. Is there any possibility that she thought that you said you will take two cars?
No. I think because she's so impulsive and irrational, it was just.
Was a spur of the moment.
That I could, yeah.
No, like, I think you're right. I think your original impulse was not that, you know, I'm going to show Lisa she can't tell me what to do. I think it was, well, here, the kid's here. Why don't we just get in the car? Does your mother have memory problems?
No.
Okay.
Not
How old is your mom?
She's turning 60 this year.
Okay. Because short-term memory, as you're probably aware, is the first to go. And there's certainly possibilities, especially, I don't, you know, 60 is kind of borderline, of thinking that, oh, well, you know, here's the kid, and sort of just not remembering exactly what the details were. I think that may be pushing a bit. But let me go back a little bit before that. You say she's impatient. I got that. But when she said, I don't want to wait for your husband, I think there's a whole different scenario going on there. She wanted to spend time with you and the kid. And husband meant that you had an ally that you wouldn't ordinarily have. And hopefully she loves your husband, thinks he's great. But, I mean, you waiting for your husband was not what she wanted to do, was spend some time, it sounds like, mostly with the one-year-old and somewhat with you. So the husband, it wasn't that she was being impulsive, is she perhaps could have been a bit more transparent about it. But if she said, Lisa, I really want to spend some time with you, you very likely would have said, well, you know, I'd like to have, because you're not crazy about spending time with her, and she's not stupid.
No, we were waiting for my husband to leave the kids with him, and so he was on his way home, and I think what may have been the issue is if my husband got home, then I would have left my daughter with him, and so, like you said, yeah. Maybe
it comes out to be the same thing, a slightly different motive,
exactly.
But the same thing if we leave now, I get to have the kid. And let's look at one positive thing in all this, okay, which is your daughter, who's pretty, you know, who's pretty phobic about strangers, gets along well with your mom. And that's a great thing. That's great for you. It's great for your kid. And it's great for her. And you need to give her that, you know, that kind of credit for that, because there probably aren't a whole lot of people, maybe even up to including your husband, where that works. So that's a good thing. All right. And it may have been that is as much what cued her as anything, which is not. So all right. So she gets in the car, she takes off with the kid. Where'd she go?
So we were going to the mall, and so I start following her and honking, and she runs a light to get away. So this is what I mean about the irrational, right? Like, if you see a mother driving after you, wouldn't you just stop? And so she drives
away.
Well,
no, not she wouldn't just stop. If the whole deal was to have the kid by herself and realize if she caught up with you, you would take the kid back. So it's perfectly rational. It may not be very responsible, but it's perfectly rational.
Okay. So then she runs the red light, and then she keeps driving, and then I'm behind her, and I'm trying to calm down, because normally my reaction would be to freak out on her. And I try calling her phone. She doesn't pick up because now she doesn't care. She cares about the law and not talking on the phone while driving. And so, and then I thought, okay, I just have to calm myself down. And so she was actually not driving in the direction towards the mall. So that was where my worry was. Okay, she's going to take her and keep her with her to prove that everything will be all right. I can do this. And so then
has this come up before, as I'd really like to take care of the kid, and you say, no, I don't think you're responsible enough?
No, it's not that. She makes comments like, I can make your kids love me. They could forget about, they would forget about you with ease.
When she says things like that, what do you say?
Well, sometimes I laugh it off, or other times I say, oh, go for it, try it, you know.
But what if you had a real conversation with your mom, is saying, Mom, look, you're the grandparent, and, you know, I want the kids to love you and you to be in their life. But how would you have felt did Grandma say that to you about me? Did she say to you, did your mom say, well, I can make them love me more than you? What if you had an adult discussion about this? She can't send you to your room. And this sounds to me that a woman in great pain, I know she's also a pain in the neck, but if the goal here is to try and figure out a way to deal with her, think about that for just a minute. Put you on hold. Come back to you in just a second, all right? Just kind of let it mull around in your head. Let it marinate. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All righty, we are talking with Lisa, who's got a mom who is doesn't have a whole lot of impulse control. Let's be honest about it, right? She kind of does what she wants to do when she wants to do it.
which is a problem when you're dealing with somebody. And in this particular case, took off with Lisa's young daughter, which, I mean, the good news is that this daughter gets along very well with her grandmother, which is great. But there's no car seat. She went through a red light. And the point is that she, you know, that she really didn't have permission to do this. It wasn't an okay thing to do. And Lisa and her sort of rationale is, well, you know, you'd never have me have the kid, and if I'd asked, you wouldn't have said yes. And I'm saying, well, have a discussion about that, rather than just pretend that, you know, that it's okay or go for it. Your mother's hurting. I mean, I know she's a pain in the neck, but she's also a pretty unhappy woman who basically feels like nobody likes her, perhaps for good reason. But the first thing you said, or the second thing you said to me is, look, I don't want to divorce her. I want to have a better relationship. And one of the ways to have a better relationship with your mom is to begin treating her like she's a human being. And I'm not saying, I'm not being judgmental. I'm not saying you're treating her like she's a dog. Mm-hmm. I'm saying you're being dismissive of her. You're not, if your best friend said, listen, I think I'm a better mother than you are. You very likely say, well, you know, what do you mean? I mean, is there something that I'm doing that you're uncomfortable, or are you feeling competitive? I mean, you'd have a discussion about it rather than either being, I mean, and presumably it's a good enough friend that you care about. If it's a sort of a marginal friend, you dump her. But the point being, this is your mom. And your
That's
mom is,
point.
I mean, she's acting kind of like a lunatic because, you know, you heard, you know, if you look at terrorist activities, what you see is lunatic, out of control. If you scratch the surface, what you see is somebody who feels that the system offers them nothing. Follow the rules, giving them nothing. And to a certain extent, your mom is an emotional terrorist. She does whatever she wants to do. And she does it without warning. To you, it seems irrational. It's not irrational at all. It's just she's following a set of rules that say, Lisa won't let me have access to the kid. She doesn't really like me. She doesn't want to spend time with me. She doesn't want to spend one-on-one time with me. And I want to spend time with my granddaughter. I want to spend time with my daughter. If I ask permission, the answer is going to be no. And therefore, what I have to do is plot. And she is, you and I are maybe viewing it as impulsive. I'm saying that on some level, it's very likely, whether she's aware of it or not, that this is planned because she has very specific goals. And there's no way in the system that the two of you have evolved for her to get those things. And therefore, she's not going to follow the rules. That's dangerous. It's dangerous in that the situation that you described to me is dangerous. It's dangerous in a car. It's dangerous to have a kid that's bouncing around in a back seat without restraint. It's dangerous to both of your senses of trusting each other. I mean, but from her point of view, she's saying, if I ask permission, the answer is no.
You'd give me like I was trying to understand why would you do this.
Okay.
And I think that's exactly, I just wanted your perspective on what's going
on. Let's figure out what to do. All right, let's figure out what's going forward. And thank you for that. That was, listen, one of the most difficult things that I ask each one of you to do, it's the kind of the tacit contract we have with each other, is to try and listen to something you don't want to hear. To hear why there may be some understanding of this that doesn't make good guys and bad guys. Because that's good guys and bad guys, we get no place. So I'm asking each of you who call, and you're clearly unhappy, these are emotional issues, these are important issues, or you wouldn't have called me in the first place, to say, what if we looked at it differently? And that's really difficult. So, you know, I need to not only applaud everybody else, but you specifically, and saying, wow, that's a great gift you've given me, but more importantly, you've given yourself of, okay, what if I really thought about this in a different way? All right, so let's talk about what we do going forward. Because now that we understand that, first of all, I think you're going to have a discussion with your mom, and maybe just one-on-one. Maybe you get a babysitter, maybe you get your husband, so the one-year-old isn't there, because one-year-old is cute. And your mother, whether she realizes it or not, or maybe even if you don't realize it, are going to be the kid will be competitive for both of your attention, and both of you will be competitive with each other to say, guess who she loves best. So we want the kid not around at this moment.
Okay.
And then, so say, Mom, look, and you don't have to reference any of this stuff. We don't have to go back because she'll get defensive. And but you can say, Mom, look, I was thinking a couple things. First of all, I would really like to have us have lunch together twice a month. or whatever. And I can hear your stomach roiling at this thing. I don't want to do that. So figure out something. Figure out maybe we get manicure, pedicures, my treat, you know, once a month. Something that's not going to, it may not make you incredibly comfortable, but it shouldn't make you so uncomfortable that you stop doing it. Because what we're trying to do is normalize a relationship so the power differential shifts. She had all of it at one point. She now feels she has none of it. And when people had power and then don't have any, what are they going to do? They're going to mutiny. They're going to break every rule they can to say, you know, at one point, I gave you birth, I changed your diapers. Anytime you hear someone saying that, what they're saying is, I had all the power at one point, now I got squat. And I don't like that. So what we need to do is find something where she feels she has access to you, that she has some power, that you don't hate her. And so you've got to find some things about her that you like. And we've already figured out one major issue, which is your daughter, who is kind of phobic about strangers, likes your mom. I think that's the first time my daughter...
What does that say about my daughter?
No, it says your daughter. Yeah, I'll give you the metaphor. I think the first time my daughter really decided I was okay is she's always had rescue dogs, and they were very phobic about strangers. They'd clearly been mistreated, and they both liked me. I mean, the first time they met me, they barked, and then they came, they sniffed me, and then they sat up on the couch next to me, and then they put their head in my lap, and my kid was absolutely stunned because these dogs didn't like anybody but her, and sometimes they didn't even like her. And I think that was the first time she decided I was really an okay person. And I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not a lot. And because your daughter is serving the function of a rescue dog in this relationship, your mom can't be all bad if your daughter, who really is not very comfortable on strangers, feels comfortable with her. And I will tell you the really alarming news, might as well tell you now, the old Jules Pfeiffer cartoon that says, you know, my mother made me insecure, I made my daughter confident, my mother made me polite, I've made my daughter assertive. It goes through this whole list. It says, today my job is done, my daughter's 21, she's just like my mom. And what you're going to find is that your mom and your daughter are going to have a lot in common, and you're going to get caught in the middle, and that's inevitable. It's just since Adam and Eve, or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so how do we go forward? We find an activity that you can invite her to that will make you happy and will work for her. And if she decides she wants to pay for it, don't argue with it. What you're trying to do is pretend that she is a new acquaintance that you're trying to get to know. And you like her, but you're a little bit, you know, you can be a little bit leery. But because that really is an accurate perception, she's not who you think she is. And she's not who she was. And you're not who she thinks you are. I mean, the two of you have to evolve a different relationship. Let me put you on hold for one more second, and we'll go through a little bit more of this. And then I'll send you off to have a stomach ache when you think about all this. Right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too?
ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Lisa, who's got a difficult mom. And to a certain extent, the mother, Nancy Friday wrote My Mother, Myself, 30 years ago or something, which talked about how complicated a relationship between mother and daughter exists because we live in a competitive society, and maybe a little bit has changed. There are more single parents around now than there used to be. There are fewer marriages. But still, her contention is that, or was, and I guess still is, that women compete for men in our society, and it starts essentially at the cradle. So women compete with their daughters, or daughters compete with their mom, and it's certainly not unusual to hear a 4 or 5 year old saying, "I'm going to marry daddy," and everybody thinks it's really cute. But psychodynamically, it really represents that notion of the first man in a girl's life is dad, and mom's already got him, and so that sets up that competition that can go on, if you're not careful, for your whole life. And so sometimes in adolescence, it's just, I hate both my parents. But then by the time you're usually in your late 20s, early 30s, so you're pretty much on schedule for this. And certainly when you have your first kid, that notion of somehow, because when your daughter becomes a mom, your role of mom obviously has significantly altered. And it's when a lot of dynamics hit the fan. But it doesn't, if you don't work this out now, as your mother gets older and older, she's going to become more and more childlike. And if you think being treated like a child when you're an adult is a problem, think about being treated like a child when you're the parent. So it's just very chaotic. And if you have friends who have, maybe older friends who have parents who are a little bit older than your mom, and they're beginning to do crazy things, and then you get dementia added to that as well, and it is really a very taxing and abrasive kind of situation. So you're in a situation now where you could begin, while both of you are relatively healthy and have most of your marbles, to negotiate something that works better for both of you, where she feels that she's not a pariah, that you feel that she has some things to offer. The two of you don't have to be each other's best friends, but you can find things to do together that benefit both of you, that both of you enjoy. So you get to know, she gets to know you as somebody other than just her child, her responsibility. And you get to know her as somebody other than, you know, the pain in the neck mom or the person that I have to send that card to on Mother's Day. So, and there's no guarantee that the two of you will be besties, but you can certainly have a better relationship than you have today.
Right. Fantastic. Thank you so much. That makes complete sense.
Okay, great. I'll give it a try, and if either of you run into trouble, you know where to find me. But, you know, I'm really proud of you, first of all, for being willing to listen. Well, first of all, for saying, look, what I really want is a better relationship. I don't want to divorce her. So that's wise on your part. But then also beginning to understand how the dynamic can work. If you just, whenever you find yourself having that stomach thing where you're saying, oh my God, she's driving me crazy, say, all right, deep breath.
Yeah.
What is it that she's really looking for? And let me just give you a little clue. It's perfectly okay to say, Mom, tell me what you want.
Yeah. Okay.
Very powerful thing. Because it's going to become more and more evident to you just by looking at the situation. You now know what she was looking for on at least two or three different levels. But it's perfectly okay to say, you know, Mom, tell me what is it you want here? What would work for you? And she may, you know, she may pull that adolescent, well, I don't know. But, you know,
okay.
Hang with her. All righty?
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome, kiddo. 855-993-7569. One of the reasons, I mean, you guys come up with such great questions. And if it's an issue that has to do with lots of us, then it's always seemed to me to spend a little bit more time and go a little bit more detail. Because it's sometimes hard to take, to abstract from a phone call to your situation. So if I can sort of fill in some of the blanks, then, you know, it's like every time I'm in public, someone says, well, I was going to call you, but you already answered the question. Well, okay, good. All right. And today I must be really honest with you. I'm having a great day today for probably three reasons. First of all, somebody I hadn't seen for a long time, I was on a board with them. And I actually, to be quite honest, didn't even actually remember who they were. I had to Google them. Said, look, I need to pick your brain. And so we end up at a place where, I mean, I can go to any resale store within about a, I don't know, 20 or 30 mile radius, and they know me. Bars, not so much. My fantasy has always been that I could go into a really cool bar, and they'd say, hi, Joy, hi, Doc, the regular. But I don't drink, so it's highly unlikely. Although it turns out that I live next door to a very nice bar, and I've been there occasionally. They also have a restaurant. So, and they know me, and they know that, so they'll bring me, like, club soda or something. And they'll occasionally bring me Prosecco. So this is where I ended up being last night, because I knew it was going to be, okay, I want a free drink. And I thought, well, okay, I should get something out of it and I don't have to wander home. And it was just really fun. So that was because, you know, I now know why people go to bars. It's not only to drink, which I guess is a major part of it, but everybody talks to everybody. You know, if you're sitting at the bar, everybody talks, which I didn't. I mean, I know I watch Cheers, but I try not to assume that television has anything to do with real life. But last night was Cheers, so that was good. And then I got up and made a new recipe today that had chicken with sour cream as opposed to egg whites, and then you roll it in panko. So it's very moist and very delicious, so that was good. And the best thing was I may have whined in the last week because I had to renew my passport. Everybody said, well, you just put it in the mail. You know, just send it off. And I said, well, no, I don't think it's a good idea. Oh, yeah, do it. So enough people tell me, so I did it. And what they tell you is it will take 7 to 10 days. Well, it's been almost a month. It's been 3.5 weeks. And I kept calling, and they kept saying no. And so I finally decided it was lost. And it turned out that if it's lost, not only do I have to pay all the fees I had to pay and get another, you know, fill out another form, get another picture, but it cost me another $25, and I have to go down at a place that's only open between 10 and 3, and given the fact that I'm on the air, that, and it's not open on the weekends, so it's going to be a major pain in the neck. And I just got an email that said, your passport is being processed. So I'm in a really good mood today. I just thought you'd want to know. And it is also National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. So there you go. National Equal Pay Day. I don't know what one has to do with the other. Maybe the men are going to make the grilled cheese sandwich today. all right. This is a day. It's called National Big Win Day. And there are two reasons why. In 1927, on this very day, in Rock Springs, Texas, they were hit by an F5 tornado that destroyed 235 of the 247 buildings in the town, killed 72 townspeople, injured 205, the third deadliest tornado in Texas history. So, you know, we talk about global change. That's what, 90 years ago? Major, major win. And on this very same day, 7 years after that, 1934, the strongest surface wind gust in the world, 231 mile per hour, is measured at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. And it's since been surpassed. Think about 231 on the wind chill alone, right? So this is National Big Wind Day. It should be appropriate for politicians, I guess, too. Okay, that was rude. In 1934, the Autolite strike begins, culminating a five-day melee between the Ohio National Guard and 6,000 strikers and picketers. Yeah, labor union issues were much more violent. Remember the Pinkertons? On this day in 1937, Frank Whittle ground tests the first jet engine in England. So, another big win. 1945, FDR died on this day. I didn't realize that, did you? Did you know this was the day that FDR died?
I did not.
I did not either. For my parents and grandparents' generation, they can tell you where they were when they found out FDR died. It's kind of like where we were when we heard about September 11th or John Lennon or Martin Luther King or Kennedy. But they could all tell you where they were when FDR died. Harry Truman became president on this day. So it actually is kind of an interesting day in history. All sorts of cataclysmic changes, I guess. Polio vaccine in 1955 was declared safe and effective. On this day in 61, Yuri Gagarin became the first human into outer space and performed the first manned orbital flight on Vostok 1. Earthquake in Slovenia in 1998 measured 5.6 on the Richter scale. That's a big earthquake. So you can tell it's kind of cosmic disturbances. On this day in 1999, Bill Clinton was cited for contempt of court for giving, quote, intentionally false statements in a sexual harassment civil lawsuit. Okay, there you go. And somebody's come up with a really good idea, which is a bus to provide a safe place for the homeless to sleep. Well, there's, you know, I told you about a documentary, I think it's called After Spring, where they put up, essentially, they used to have tents for Syrian refugees, and they now have basically, they almost look like container cartons. They're not really mobile homes, but they're just things that people can sleep in to protect them more than a tent. So, redeployment of resources. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, 855-993-7569. Did you see that that Google and Facebook and Amazon are kind of being in trouble because somebody hacked in to I think, was it a Panamanian tax haven records? And guess who they found? And so now the European Commission is saying, folks, you're going to have to be a little more transparent about that. I mean, it's hard to think about all these kind of new age companies, right, that it seemed counterculture and kind of hip and doing the same cheaty things that their grandfathers did, right?
Right.
They said companies earning more than 600 million pounds a year. That's a lot of money. We'll have to open up their books and show their profits and accounts in each European country, including how much money they make in tax havens. The Panamanian papers revealed that Mossack Fonseca, the world's fourth biggest provider of offshore services, acts for more than 300,000 companies, which more than half are registered in British-administered tax havens, as well as the UK itself. You talk, this is next year's The Big Short, right? They've put pressure on European governments to tackle tax avoidance. I mean, think about all these guys who are making scads and scads and scads of money are not paying taxes.
It's crazy.
Well, you know, they're saying that European Union have no common agreement on what constitutes a tax haven, but this may be the court of public opinion. So, of people saying, that's not fair. But who knows? Washington is saying that they're targeting successful American companies. Google funneled billions of pounds of profits in tax havens like Bermuda, which is one of the 30 jurisdictions blacklisted by Brussels. Come on, Google. I mean, how much money can you accumulate? How much money can you spend? You know, you're supposed to be... Think about all the people who've made you rich. Don't you think you should pay some taxes? There's something kind of unsettling about all that, don't you think?
Definitely. Yeah, I'm glad. It's cool to have people that are smart enough to be able to find that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I have a lot of respect for hackers that are doing like things like that. You know, not people trying to steal money and stuff, but...
Well, I mean, but it is stealing money. It's not doing your fair share. It's not doing the right thing. And there's a difference between legal and moral.
Yep.
And it's not moral. I mean, Google has made literally billions of dollars off people. Of all of us, you know, we go to Google to settle bar bets and to find things and to, you know, find out if somebody's still alive. And all. I mean, it's part of our daily lives. And so good for Google for being smart and figuring out a need and being so responsive. However, having said that, folks, how about paying your fair share of taxes? Okay. Do we have an email?
We do.
Do we have time to do an email? Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, go.
So this one's from Jenna. She says, my ex-boyfriend, who was my fiancé, was spying on me. He had a GPS tracker on my car, a spy software on my cell phone, and cameras in my house.
Wow.
We never lived together, so all that was illegal. I asked professionals, why didn't I see it? I used to lay hands on the cameras in my house while cleaning, but never thought of investigating what they are and why they're there. They are hidden in a light bulb or a piece of wire that he claimed to be parts for his car. Why didn't I see it? I'm so angry at myself for that now. That was our first question. Number one, why didn't I see it? Two, how can I forgive myself? And to those trusting women out there, be aware of spy software and hidden cameras in your house. Thank you.
Okay, two things. This says a lot more about him than it does about you, Cookie. And I think that most of us, you know, we see the world obviously through our own eyes. So people who cheat are gonna see everybody else's cheating. There was no reason for you to suspect it. I mean, you loved him. He was committed to you. He said he loved you. You were intimate with each other. Why would you assume that he would be spying on you? And I think the reason he spied on you is either because he was in a relationship where somebody cheated or he's a cheat. One or the other. So it's kind of like saying, why aren't I more cynical? Well, you're not cynical because you're not. And I think that's a good thing. And going through life, my guess is it's not the spyware that was the issue. If you look at his behavior, people who don't trust are always doing bed checks on you. They'll call up to see where you are. They'll check the mileage on your car. They're very possessive. And at the beginning, that can seem like true love. They can't stand being away from us. But it's really not. It's possession. It's insecurity. So look, instead of looking at the spyware, look at the relationship and see if there aren't other signs that you miss. Because those are the ones that are worth looking for. And whether there was kind of a little twinge that said, this is too good to be true, or gee, how did he know this? Or... you know, it is true that love is blind, that we really want to fall in love. We want to believe that a person is perfect. We want to believe that they love us unconditionally. But our gut will sometimes tell us, are you paying attention to this? And then we shut it down. So rather than worrying about dusting cameras, look at the behavior that wasn't electronic and see if there weren't some warning signs that this guy was either massively insecure, or he told you that all women cheat, or that he was very suspicious, or when you went out for dinner that he accused you of flirting with the waiters, or see if there's not some more obvious and blatant kinds of behavior that you overlooked. And that's the answer to the second part of the question of how do I... No, not how do I forgive myself, because, I mean, it sounds like he's a sociopath, but sociopaths are quite often quite charming, because if not, they would be, I mean, they don't like other people, they don't trust other people, and so the only way that they can interact with other people and feel as powerful as they need to feel is to be charming. So look at the behavior that you overlooked, not the electronics that you overlooked, but the behavior that you overlooked. And that's the basis of going forward, of not assuming that every man has got spyware in his trunk, and it's only a matter of time till he attaches it to you, but to look at the behavior and see, does he seem to be trusting? Does he seem to need to control? Is he jealous? Is he insecure? What does he tell you about the other women that have preceded you? And pay attention to those cues. I've told the story before of meeting a guy that I worked with, which is not the world's smartest idea. We didn't work very closely with one another, but we were in more or less the same building and more or less the same business, but it was not one of the things, it was not going to get either of us fired for fraternization. And so I knew him a little bit and liked him, and he, you know, we'd been sort of friends and colleagues, and he asked me out, and the first time we went out, he spent most of the first evening talking about how angry he was at his mother. And because I liked him, and I thought, well, this is great, you know, I paid no attention. Of course, if you're angry with your mom, you're angry with every woman. So pay attention to the things that people tell us, because they'll tell us the truth about themselves. We just pay no attention. So pay more attention to the behavior as opposed to worrying about the electronics. Pay attention to the stuff that's blatant, not hidden. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.